ओम नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतंजलि भ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महभ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येन अक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतंजलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ओम नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां पुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदीं। नमो नमः, वेलकम बैक। सो दिस इज अवर सेकंड सेशन ऑन विसर्ग संधि। Review. We have done the Visarga Sandhis earlier, so we are in some ways reviewing what is to be done for Visarga Sandhi. As mentioned to you, I was working on the flowchart that is there for this Visarga Sandhi. However, while doing the flowchart, I ran into a lot of exception rules that are there. So I just want to tell you that, you know, the Visarga Sandhi rules that we are looking at or studying rather, that covers most of the scenarios. Okay, almost like 90-95% of the scenarios of Visarga Sandhi rules will be covered by this. You will still have a few of them which are exceptions in some sense, and then when you see those in the literature or any other study that you do, and you would see that, okay, the normal Visarga rules are not being followed. In that case, you know, you will realize, oh, maybe there's something more to it than we have. So remember that the exceptions will be there. For example, you know, we have kupoho akka apocha. So we know that when kakara pakara or ka kha or pa or pha, right, the guttural or the labial ka kha and pa pha follows, that we know that, you know, the akka apa comes optionally. Kah karoti and kaha karoti, right? Kah khanati and kaha khanati, kah pachati and kaha pachati. So that optionality comes. However, that optionality, sometimes you will not see it. You will see something completely different happening. For example, payas pasham. If it is not padadi, then it becomes sakara, payas pasham. So something like these observations you will see. Let me give you the example here. Payas pasham. Right? So it is actually payaha and pasham. So the visarga followed with the pakara, you would usually end up getting an appa appa. Appa appa. So payah pasham or payaha pasham. Both optionality should be there. But if this is not a padadi pakara following. So it is inside a word. That scenario, that when it happens, then the visarga comes back and changes into sakara. Why am I saying this? It's just to tell you, impress upon you the fact that the rules that we are covering covers almost 90-95% of the scenarios. And there will be some options, some exceptions that will not be covered. Just to do a recap, okay, of where we are. So first we studied basically, you and I'm going to do this for you. So just take a look at this, okay. First thing that you have to do is remember that you have the Rutva. Rutva and Visarga, right? So you start with Sakara. Quick recap, okay? Start with ending Sakara. Okay, when I'm saying Sakara means, you say that it is Pada, ending in the Sakara. And you have that ending Sakara becomes Rutva. Rutva is the first thing that you know. Then the second rule that you remember, or rather you should know, is that the ending Repa or the ending Ru, right? So first of all, you should get this very clear. What is that Ru when we say? The Ru is also Repa, but Ru is special. Why is Ru special? Because the rules that apply to Ru do not apply to Repa. which example, the Uttva root. We will see that very soon. Okay. So this Padanta Repa or Padanta Ru, right? That Ru, right? When it is followed by a Khar or Avasana, okay, then that Rutva will become Visarga. This is the main rule that brings in the Visarga, 8315. Okay. And then you have a deviation before this, right? Once you have the Rutvam, okay, then the Rutva becomes an Utva. When does the Rutva become an Utva? When you have an Akara Rutva, okay. So don't worry about where the Akara is, okay. I think you guys know all this. So you have a Padanta Ru, and that Ru is followed by an Akara, right? That is a new word that is starting with an Akara. Then you'll get the Utva. Another rule that we studied here is that you have to have the ending Akara and then the Ru, of course. And that is followed by a Hash. Okay, then also you will get the Utvaru. So this is what we studied, right? 61113 and 61114. So you will find that this rule overrides the Visarga rule, in the sense, like, when you have this scenario happening, you will get the Utva instead of getting this thing. Then between the A and U, you will get the Utva will be followed with the Guna. The Utva will be followed with the Guna. Then there is another exception to this rule. Another exception rule is that whenever you have a Rutva, right, the Rutva will change to a Yakara. Yakara. How when it is changed to a Yakara? That happens when you have an Avarna. Avarna is what? Avarna is Akara or Akara is Avarna. Avarna is followed by that Ru that we talked about. And that Ru is again followed by an Ash. Okay. If you have this, then you get this Yakara. What happens to this Yakara? If that Yakara is followed by, so first you do that Ru, you replace it with Yakara. And if that Yakara is followed by an Ach, that is, it's followed by a vowel. Okay. Then it will be dropped. Dropped optionally. If that Yakara is followed by a Hash, that means a consonant, then it will be dropped always. Okay, so these are the two things that you need to first look at. Okay, and these are applicable only to a Ru. If it is a Padanta Repha, then this will not happen. This only happens to a Padanta Ru. That means that the Repha came in place of the Sakara. So you will do this. And this Utva, right? Like this will be like Shivoham. This will be like Shivo Vandiha. This Yakara is also what we have seen, that you get the Yakara dropping optionally and the Yakara dropping always. This is what we studied in the last class. Now what happens is that, so having this Padanta Sakara convert into Repha, that Repha becomes an Utva when preceded by A, followed by A. The Rutva becomes Ukara, preceded by A, followed by a soft consonant. Right, so this Hash is a soft consonant. We can say that we have now resolved all the scenarios of the rule, at least majority of them, when you have either a vowel or a soft consonant following. Okay, if it is any vowel other than A or E, right, A or E or any other vowel that is followed by Repha, it's followed by a this thing, then that if followed by a soft consonant or followed by a vowel, right? So any other vowel, okay, any other vowel is followed by that Ru. Okay, so the Ru is preceded by any other vowel, and then followed by Ash, right? That means any vowel, or it is followed by any other any soft consonant, right? It will remain Repha. Okay, the Ru will remain Repha. It will not convert into Visarga, because for a Visarga to happen, रेफा पदांत रेफा और रू हैज टू बी फॉलोड विथ अ खर और एन अवसाना हैज टू बी फॉलोड विथ अ खर और एन अवसाना ओके सो सो दिस इज वेयर वी आर देन व्हाट टाइप ऑफ अ खर इट इज आई एम जस्ट गोइंग टू गिव यू एन एनालिसिस हियर बिफोर वी गो इनटू द द ओवरऑल एग्जांपल्स अगेन व्हाट टाइप ऑफ अ खर इट इज सो खर कैन बी का खा ओके खर आई एम गोइंग टू एक्सपेंड खर खर एज वी सेड अर्लियर राइट is what column number 1 column number 2 or it is the sibilant sha sha or sa what type of a khar it is okay that is what we are looking at as an intermediate step when a khar follows okay as an intermediate step AC34 says that the refa now he's not talking about the refa he's talking about the visarga because we have already converted the visarga we already converted the refa or the ru into a visarga when a khar follows this is again an intermediate step this is also an intermediate step then what type of a khar it is because what is the type of the khar is going to determine what is going to happen okay so that is where we are in the last class just to recap and I will just point you to the last class notes which is 042 Right in there at the end we had all of this. This is the Rutva rule which we studied. This is the Visarga when a khar follows, then the 8-15 will get the Visarga. And we said what is a khar? Kapha chhatatha chhatatha kapha shasasar. These are the khar the hard consonants. And then we talked about this Utva rule, where preceded by a followed by a you get the Utva. This is by a followed by hash also you get an utva so this two we followed then we looked at what is this yakara rule 8-17 is the yakara rule where you have avarna preceding followed by an ash right then you get the yakara if that yakara the hash itself is a combination of ach and hash and if that padanta yakara followed by vowel gets dropped optionally if that padanta yakara vakara followed by a consonant it always gets dropped right and I also mentioned that 61113, 61114 overrides 8-15. That is why we are doing this rule before we are doing this rule. Okay. Then we looked at this scenario. What is that khar? Now we are expanding that khar because depending on what type of khar follows, you would have a different type of a rule happening. Okay. Let us get the commonality out of picture. So the first scenario is that if at all you have okay if at all you have followed by I'm going to give you a synopsis right now and then we will look at the examples okay if that khar happens to be let us look at the column 1 is what ka cha ta ta pa is column 1 okay kha cha tha tha pha is column 2 sha sha sa right cha sa sa this is sibilance okay So there is a generic rule. The generic rule, what happens that as intermediate, okay, you change that visarga to a sakara. When do you change the visarga to a sakara? Okay, when any of the khar follows. Okay, this is an intermediate rule. If what follows is a sibilant, okay, if what follows is a sibilant, right? So remember, now we are talking about we are interested in basically if the visarga is followed by khar okay what khar follows what type of right rather which what type of khar follows determines what will happen to the visarga okay so that is what we are looking at so if that visarga is followed by a sibilant sa sha or sha right let us say sha 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 sa if it happens that right so as an intermediate step first what you do is that you make that visarga to the sakara optional the other option is what visarga will remain visarga okay So then what happens is that when one of the sibilant follows, when I'm going to expand this rule, okay? When one of these follows, the visarga changes to sakara optionally. Otherwise, remains visarga. Okay, that's a nice smiley. Otherwise, remains visarga. So you have two options. The visarga will be followed with sakara. Then it will be changed to visarga. If that visarga is followed with a okay, so let me, it is very hard to represent it. If what follows is sakara, then the visarga will be changed to a visarga or a sakara. If what follows is a shakara, bear with me here. Then that visarga will be followed with a shakara, then it will be replaced by a visarga or a sakara. If it is followed by a shakara, then again in the it's one of the sibilant, so visarga will be replaced with a visarga or a sakara. And as I told you that the sakara is an intermediate step. If the visarga is followed with a sakara, okay, so followed with, okay, that is what I meant by that sakara. Followed with, if that kar happens to be a sakara, then the visarga will be replaced optionally by visarga or a sakara. Now what happens is that because you replace it with a visarga, the visarga will remain as it is optionally, but the sakara is now followed with a shakara, right? So then the sakara will be replaced with a shakara. This is the ishchutva rule. Ishchutva rule will apply. Similarly, if the visarga is followed with a shakara, then the visarga will be replaced with visarga or a shakara. So here the shtutva rule will apply. And if that visarga is followed with a sakara, then nothing helps because sakara is a dantya followed with a dantya sakara, no change. Okay. So this is the rule of 8336. It brings in the optionality. Okay. 8334 brought in a sakara mandated, but when a sibilant follows, the sakara is optional. What happens is that sakara depends on what follows. If what follows is a sha, then the sakara will also become a shakara. Chutva. If what follows is a shakara, mudhanya shakara, then the sakara also will further become into a shakara. We will see examples of this. Okay. Then if what follows is a kakara or a pha, right? Phakara. If that is the case, then the visarga will be replaced with a visarga or appa. I don't know how to represent appa. Okay. So let's say this is appa. Appa, appa. So it will be replaced with a appa. If that kar happens to be a kakha, right? Kakha. Sorry. Kha. If it is followed by a labial, then the visarga will be replaced with a visarga optionally or appa appa. Okay, the upadmaniya will be, this will be a jivva mulya, this will be an upadmaniya. Okay, so now we have resolved all the scenarios for ka, kha, pa and pa. Shashasa also we talked about it, right? Shashasa when follows optionally into sakara and then depending on what it changes to. Then we have chatata and chatata. So let's say if what follows is the chakara or a chakara, right? Then the visarga first will be replaced with a sakara. And then that sakara will be replaced with what? With a shakara. Why? Because you will get the shchutva rule.
Okay, if the khar happens to be ta or a tha, as an intermediate rule, 8-34, first you change that visarga to a sakara, then the sakara will be replaced with what? Will be replaced with a shakara because of a shtutva rule. Okay, if it happens to be a ta or a tha, ta or a tha, then you just change the visarga to a sakara. Okay, so these are the rules that are then laid out for you. Okay, so visarga changing to 8 to sakara is 8-3-34. This is also 8-3-34. Okay, this is actually 8-4-40. One second, okay. I need to verify that small number for you, so give me a second. The Chutva rule, it could be 8-4-40 or it could be 8-4-41. Does it matter? Doesn't matter much, but 8-4-40 is correct. Okay, so 8-4-40. Then this also is 8-3-34 and then followed with a shtutva. Not shtutva, shtutva. Let me type it correctly. Shtutva. This is 8-4-41. Akka appa. This is 8-3-37.
For me, shtutva typo change.
Okay, okay. This is 8-3-37. Okay, this is also 8-3-37. So now with all of these rules, most of the rules, 99% of the rules that you need to know is resolved in the Visarga Sandhi. Okay. Again, there are options, and when we look at the options, we will comment on those. Okay. So let's practice further all of this scenario. And then go from there.
Can you write kakha, jiva mulya, and in the front of kakha and papa, jiva mulya and
padma. Yes, yes. I will write it out. Okay, one second. Just give me a second.
Thank you.
Okay. So and then when we take up example now, you will get it in some sense. Okay. So akka appa here in this case, okay, it will be replaced with jihwa mu yaha, and then upadmaniyaha. And this is basically jiva mulyaha optionally. Yes, sure. Optionally, and upadmaniya is also optionally. Okay. Let us look at that, look at some of those examples and then go from there. Okay. So first example, right? Examples. For khar. Okay, let us see what happens, right? So khar, we know I'm going to take enough examples so that we will resolve at least one or two we will go, because there are quite a few examples that we need to look into this. Okay. So one second, okay. I'm trying to find out the examples that are there in the book. We finished the last one. You know what happens, you know, in the book is that the examples they move around, because these examples, some of these examples, they are there for the consonants on these rather than rather than visarga sandhis, because this stutva is happening, right? Okay, so let us see. Okay. Balaha tatra. So we know by examples that we have already done earlier that it is balas. Balas plus tatra. So padanta sakara. Padanta sakara, whenever we have do that, and I'm going to follow the rules that you know, okay, as to, whenever you have a padanta sakara, it becomes a ru, right, plus tatra. Now if you see that ta is following, ta is neither a vowel nor a consonant, ta is a khar. Whenever ta is a khar, the first thing that you do is that padanta refa, whenever the khar is following and whenever you're doing a sandhi, the padanta refa, you make it into visarga. So this is 8 to 66. Now you guys are very familiar with this. Rutva. Okay, rather than 8 to 66, I'm just going to call it as Rutva. Rutva. Okay, and this is visarga. Right? In fact, both of them together, you can call it as Rutva visarga. Okay. That's a saptami, Rutva Visarga. That means Rutva Visarga Krute, after having done Rutva Visarga. Okay, what you will get? You will get Balaha Tatra. Now, what you do is you apply the 8334 rule. 8334 is a very generic rule. 8334 says that Padanta Visarga, Visarga is always Padanta, by the way. So, Padanta Visarga, if it is followed with a Takara, which is a Khar, right, then you make it into a sakara. So bala plus tatra. Okay, now because takara is following the sakara, there is nothing that's going to happen to the sakara. So once you come here, then you'll realize that it's a takara, so visarga changing to sakara, nothing to do after that. Okay, so when you make the sandhi here, it becomes balas tatra. Balas tatra. Okay. So let us say, if I say Suryas Tapati, can you break the sandhi here? When you break the sandhi here, it become what?
Surya Tapati.
Yeah. Just one second. Suryas tapati. When you break the sandhi, when you break the sandhi, it will become what? Suryas tapati. Right? This is what happens. But because the pause is following, right? The visarga, the padanta sakara goes changes into visarga, and that visarga cannot be changed back to sakara, right? Because we are saying that visarga can be changed back to sakara only when a kar follows. Okay, so when a kar follows, that is back to sakara. But when you put a pause in there, now the avasana is coming. Because it is avasana, visarga will remain visarga. Okay. So you understand the meaning of that rule, 8350, Suryas tapati, becomes Suryah tapati. Okay, let us see another example. Okay. Okay. How do you break this up? Anybody?
The sha will be murdhanya or the.
Why murdhanya?
Purusha is purushaha chinoti.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Okay.
So. Purushaha chinoti. Okay, so what is happening here? So you start with purushas, right? And followed with chinoti. Rutva visarga. Rutva visarga. Right? What will you happen? What will happen? You get purushaha chinoti. Okay, so purushaha chinoti. Now what happens is that because chakara, see what is happening here, you have the akara followed by visarga, and visarga is followed by what? But chakara. Okay, this is the scenario. Right? Purushaha chinoti. Now because that visarga is followed with a khar, first thing that you do is that you make that into visarga into a sakara plus chinoti. Okay. So purushaha chinoti, this is the 8334, by the way. 8334 says that padanta visarga, if it is followed with a kar, you make it back into sakara. Okay, because at this point you could have put a pause. Once you put a pause, right, you will resolve here. Once you put a pause here, you will resolve into visarga. Avasana follows, you'll go back to visarga. But since we continue to do the sandhi rule between them, the sakara is followed with the chakara, right? So what will happen that sakara is now followed with the chakara, then you do visarga into sakara by 8334 because the kar is following. And then what happens is that because the dantya sakara is followed with a talavya chakara, sakara, dantyas are, the dentals are always volatile. They will become purushas chinoti. Okay, this is 8440. This is what I was talking about, 8440. Go back here. So what follows is the chakara. If what follows is the chakara, first you convert that visarga back into sakara, 8034, and then that sakara into shakara because of chutva. Why are we doing that? Because the cha is a talavya, is a palatal. Sa is a dantya, and we know that the dentals are always volatile. Whenever the dentals come in contact with the palatals, the dentals will be replaced with the palatal, right? 8440. This is the sandhi rule that we already know, hal sandhi rule that we know. So purushas chinoti becomes purushas chinoti. Purushas chinoti. Okay? Purushas chinoti. Okay, let us see another example. Okay. Balas thut karoti. Okay, thut karoti. Balas thut karoti. Don't worry about the meaning and all that. Balas thut karoti. Okay. So this is basically same as balaha thut karoti. So here what happened? Simple. Bala, it starts with bala, balas, thut karoti. Rutva visargav, balaha thut karoti. Okay. Then you apply 8334. Right? And then you make it into balas, that balas thut karoti. That's 8334. Rutva visargav and 8334. Let us see another example. Okay. Shishu Shete. Okay, let's see. Ramaha cha. These are the two words, Ramaha cha, and you have to make a visarga there. We have to make the visarga sandhi. So how will you do it? Ramas plus cha. Okay. It comes Rama Rutva Visarga, Ramaha plus cha. Okay. What did we do? We did 8266 and 8315. Rutva Visarga, Ramaha cha. Now that visarga is followed with a khar, so 8334, what you do ramas plus cha. Now the sakara is followed with a talavya chakara, so you become what? Ramash cha. Okay, you do the chutva, by the way, is 8440, and get ramas cha. Okay, let's say another one. Krishna plus Chhatraha. Anybody wants to do that? Krishnaha plus Chhatraha. Go ahead, please try.
Krishnas
Chhatra. Very nice. Krishnas. So it's getting easier now, right? Krishnas Chhatra. How did we get that? So first you do Rutva Visarga. Krishna. So Krishnas plus Chhatra is what you start with. Well, I told you earlier that all these Padanta Visargas, right? They're all Sakaras to begin with. So Krishnas Chhatra. That su means nominative singular. Krishnaha. So that once you make the Rutva Visarga, you become what? Krishnaha plus Chhatraha. Right? In fact, this Chhatras also was Chhatras Sakara. But then Avasana is following, so you bring that into Visarga. So both of these Padanta Sakaras will become Visargas. But the Sandhi rule here applies because Chakara is following. But here nothing is following, right? So it will remain Visarga. And now what happens is that Krishnaha, okay, because the Chhatra is a khar that is following, you first convert it into Sakara. And now that Padanta Sakara, that Sakara is followed with a Talavya Chakara, right? So you will get the Chutva. Become Krishna, Krishnas Chhatraha. Okay? Make sense? So we did Padanta Sakara, followed with a Sakara, followed with a Chakara, and followed with a Chakara. We did that. Followed with a Takara also remains Sakara. Right? Thakara also, it remains Sakara. We saw that. Okay, so these are the scenarios where it remains Sakara. These are the scenarios where the Chutva is applying. It converts into Chutva. Let us see one or two examples where Shtutva happens.
Kalpeshi, okay. I have a question.
Yes.
So, the way I have been trying to remember is look at Maheshwarani Sutrani in looking at Cha would, Visarga would be converted to Sha or Sha, depending upon what I see on the left-hand column. If I follow to the very right, I have sha, sha, and sa, and I was able to put it in without trying to remember a lot of numbers. But
you're
in,
okay.
In the Krishna Chhatra, I would have said Rna is being Rna and Sha is in the same column. I would have said it would not be Sha but Sha.
No, okay. So what you have to worry about is not what precedes. What precedes before Sakara is already Akara. So break it up, right? Kakara, Rikara, Shakara, Nakara. And then you have a akara. After that, sakara followed by a chakara. Now, what happens is that, agreed, what precedes dictates this thing also. But rather, the sakara dantya is followed with chakara. So, this will actually make this change. But here, the nakara is already separated by an akara. Okay. So because the akara comes in, this nakara doesn't cause any changes in the sakara. Make sense?
Okay. Got it.
Okay. So, because it is very similar to Ramaha also, but here there is no natva. So, your difficulty here happens to be because natva is a murdanya, like shakara is a murdanya. So, you are saying, okay, maybe I need to change this also to murdanya. No, that doesn't happen because once this vowel comes in between, this doesn't cause any changes here. Okay. And this sakara, now we are changing into talavya because the talavya is following. And these are in direct contact with each other. Samhita, parasannikarsha samhita. Varnanam atishaitaha samipyam. So when two varnas come in close proximity, not intervening by anything else. So this is the cause of the sandhi rather than the murdhanya nakara being the cause of the sandhi. Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay. So you don't need to know the numbers. You're right. Why are we complicating it? You're not complicating it. I'm just putting it here so that you can go back to the rule and look at it in case if you're finding a problem here. Okay. But if you're getting it without the numbers, go ahead. That's the best thing to do. Okay. So now Krishna's Chhatra. Let's see some more example. Let's take some Nrupashyate. Okay. The king sleeps. Oops. Nrupashyate. Okay, this is a sandhi that is done. When you break it up, it will become Nrupashyate. How did you get? You got Nrupas plus Shete. Padanta Sakara. Rutva Visargav becomes Nrupaha Shete. That Visarga is followed with a Talavya Shakara. Because it is followed with a Talavya Shakara, first it is a sibilant. So the Visarga, when followed with the sibilant, Visarga will be replaced into Visarga optionally, or it will become Sakara. So first will happen is what? Nrupaha Shete. Okay, this is one option. The other option is what? Nrupas Shete. Okay, this will remain as it is. Nrupaha Shete. Okay, and then because you have the Talavya Sakara followed by Murdanya, Dante Sakara followed by Talavya Shakara, it becomes Nrupas Shete. So the correct way to say this would be Nrupaha Shete or Nrupas Shete. Both of them are correct. Okay. So this one, Sakara becoming Shakara, happens because of Stutva. Stutva. Okay. Stutva. Stutva rule. 8440. Let us see what happened if at all you have a Sakara only following. Sarpas. Sarpaha Sarati. You want to do a sandhi between the two, right? So what happens?
Let us see here. Sarpaha, sarpas, sarati. This is how it starts with. Padanta sakara. I told you, visarga is not part of the overall initial part of the literature. It starts with sakara, rutva visarga. Okay, rutva visarga. It becomes sarpaha, sarati. That's not all. Because first you have to bring in the visarga optionally. Sarpaha, sarati. Okay, 8336 by the way. Sarpas, sarpas, sarati. Here also it was 8336. So 8336 says that the sakara will come optionally. Optionally means either you'll get visarga or sakara. Similarly, here also either you get visarga or asakara. Whenever the sibilant follows. But here it will stop there. You will not get chutva here. Chutva happens only when a talavya sakara following. When a dantya sakara follows, this sakara can remain as it is. So you will remain as it is. So you have two ways to say this. Sarpaha, sarpaha sarati or sarpas sarati. Okay, no rule applied here, just written differently. Okay. So when a sakara follows, when a takara follows or a thakara follows, the sakara visarga will change into sakara, that is true. But when a sibilant follows, it can be said as visarga optionally. So you have two ways of saying this. Sarpas sarati or sarpaha sarati. Sarpaha sarati or sarpas sarati. Okay. Let us see when you have a murdanya, one of the murdanya letters. Murdanya letters, let's start with shakara. Okay. Nrupaha. Nrupaha shashtaha. The king, the sixth. Okay. So you will have two forms, by the way. So you will start with Nrupas Shashtaha. Will change to Nrupaha Shashtaha. Okay. This will be just Rutva Visarga. Then because the Visarga is followed with a sibilant, you will have two forms. You will get Nrupaha Shashtaha or become Nrupaha Nrupas Shashtaha. This is 8334, where the Sakara is brought in. 8336, where the Sakara is brought in optionally. Okay. This will remain as it is. Nrupaha Shashtaha. Okay. But this one, because the Talavya Sakara is followed by a Murdanya Shakara, you will get this form. Nrupash Shashtaha. Okay. 8441. This is the Shtutva rule. Shtutva Sandhi rule. Let's see what happens when you have something other than that. Right? So let's say Buddha. Buddha. Okay. Kikate. You start with Buddhas. Kikate. That becomes Rutva Visarga Buddha Tikate. Okay. Now what happens is that the takara is a khar. So Buddha it will come back to sakara tikate by 8334. Then this takara is a shtutva. So you'll get Buddha. Tikate. Buddhash Tikate. 8441. You'll get the Shtutva. Shtutva. See, the difference between the previous and this one is that here you have optionality. Nrupaha Shashtaha or Nrupash Shashtaha. But here there is no optionality. When you do the Sandhi, it will become Buddhash Tikate. Why? Because when a sibilant follows, you'll get that optionality. Here also sibilant is following, so you'll have the optionality. Here also sibilant is following, so you have the optionality. You see that? Nrupaha shete, nrupas shete. But here it's not a sibilant following. So Krishnas Chhatraha. Here also no sibilant is following. So Ramascha. Here also sibilant not following. Right? Here also sibilant is not following. Here also sibilant is not following. Suryastapati. Suryastapati. Balastatra. Balastatra. Suryastapati. Purushaschinoti. Balasthukati. Ramascha. Krishnas Chhatraha. Nupashete. Nupashete. Nupaha Shete. Nupashete. Sarpaha Sarati. Sarpasarati. Nupaha Shastraha. Nupashastraha. Budashtikate. Break it. Buddha tikate. So similar thing that happens is when you have the so kaha karoti, it starts with kim, by the way, but anyway, let's say it as kas plus karoti. Again, it's padanta sakara rutva visarga kaha karoti. Now that visarga happens to be followed by kakara. When visarga is followed with kakara, then the visarga will be replaced with kakara, with the visarga optionally. Kaha karoti. Or visarga will be replaced with a jivha mulya. Karoti. So you have to say it like this. This is, by the way, 8337. Kaha karoti, kak karoti. Kaha karoti, kak karoti. Okay, let's see another example. Tarunaha khanati. Okay, the young man digs. Right? Tarunaha khanati. So what happened? It starts with tarunas. This you don't forget. It always starts with padanta sakara. Karoti. Tarunas karoti. Taruna. Tarunas karoti. Tarunaha karoti. Rutva visarga. Then you will have two forms. Tarunaha karoti and tarunak karoti. Karoti. This is a juva mulya. Sorry. Tarunak karoti. I'm very sorry. It is khanati. I started with karoti. Khanati, 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 khanati. So two forms, tarunaha khanati or tarunak khanati. That's the juva mulya. Tarunaha khanati or tarunak khanati. Okay. So let us look at two examples for the pa. So vrukshaha. Okay, vrukshaha. Let us see nrupaha or balaha. Balaha. Balaha pachati. Okay, so it comes balas pachati, rutva visarga, balaha pachati. This visarga is intermediate, don't stop there. When the visarga is followed with a pakara, a labial pakara, then that's a khar, so the visarga becomes sakara that we have seen earlier. But that is overridden by pakara. When a pakara follows, the it won't become into sakara. It will become balas, balaha pachati. Optionally, balas pachati. This is upadmaniya. Okay. Let's say vrukshaha. Vrukshaha phalati. Right? The tree flowers. Vrukshaha phalati. You start with vrukshas phalati. Rutva visargau. Vrukshaha phalati. Now generally 8334 would have brought in a sakara because a khar is following, but that is overridden, right? And that is overridden by the optionally you bring in the visarga, vrukshaha phalati or vrukshap phalati. This is the upadmaniya. Okay. So with these examples, what is to be covered is generally covered. Most of the Visarga rules that are there, that are covered. There are a few options, optionals. Now, whenever we come across those optionality in Hitopadesha or any other text, I will take that up and explain it to you. Okay. Any questions here? No questions?
Good.
Okay, everybody is good. The best way to practice Visarga Sandhi rules, if you have to, is look up Vishnu Sahasranama. Anybody, why? Why is it that Vishnu Sahasranama would be a good example?
All the names of 10,000 names end with Visarga. Rama.
Yes, yes.
Can
because
I say?
They're all nominative singular. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, go ahead, Rama.
All
of them are Prathama Ekvachanam. So that will be a good this thing. Why don't we just take that up? Okay. And then see if at all we are able to recognize the rules. Okay. Let me find a good text, Vishnu Sahasranama, some PDF or something like that. Give me 1 second, okay. I found one. Okay, so now it is all your job. You have to tell me, you have to, one by one, you go ahead with it. Right? At least identify two or three of them and tell me what rules you think it applies. Okay, so these are not the Sahasranama, these are the preface before that. Let's go to the Dhyanam Parabrahma Paramatma Paratparam Param Dhamam Param. Wow. Hmm. Start or what? Starts with Vishwam. Is the right one or
you
what?
Have to go to another site. This is not the one.
Yeah. 1 second, okay. Oh, Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. I got the wrong one. Shuklam Bharadaram Vishnum Shashivaranam Chaturbhujam Prasannam Navadanam Dhyayet. Yep. Karanyasa Dhyanam. There you go. Okay, one by one, right? Let's start with the from top to bottom, or bottom to top. Srinivasji, why don't you start first? tell me the first. I will move the mouse, and you tell me which is the first one. You get it. Okay. Theek hai ji.
Yeah, I just unmute.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Vishwam. Okay. Vishnur. Yeah. So there is a Vishnu, Vashtang, Vishnu, Ashtang, Ashtangkaro.
Vashatkara.
Vashatkara.
Okay. So let us see this one. Okay. And you tell me the Sandhi rules there. Okay. So how will you, what Sandhi rules applies? How many Visargas are possible with this?
There's a Vishnu there for sure. And then. Yes,
of course.
And then.
Vishnu.
Right.
Vishnu. And then Vashatkaraha.
Vashatkaraha. Yeah. Vashatkaraha.
Okay. So how did Vashatkara become Vashatkaro? Vashatkaro Bhu.
Because the next one comes.
And it's going to take him. Yeah.
Vashatkara.
So yeah. Let us just take this one, right? Vishnuhu Vashatkaraha. So Vishnuhu Vashatkaraha is actually Vishnus. Vishnus plus Vashat. Vashatkaraha. Okay. So Ruto Visargo.
So it's Vishnuhu.
Becomes Vishnuhu.
Vishnuhu. And Vashatkara, yes.
Vashatkara. Now the question becomes, you have this as Repha, Vishnur. So how did that Repha come in?
The Repha came in because now it is the Visarga is followed by Va. And I have to look at the role, right? Because it's, I think it becomes Repha and remains Repha.
Yeah, you're right. So what happens here in this case, you know, if you do Rutva Visarga, that means that pause happens, when you bring in a pause, then the Visarga would have become, the Visarga will remain Visarga, right? The Sakara becomes Rutva. What happens in this case, Rutva happens, but Visarga doesn't happen. Okay. So you start with Rutva, so Vishnus, right? And then you go to Vishnu. You'll get the Sakara into Rutva.
Right.
And followed by Vashatkaraha. Now, Vashatkaraha doesn't happen to be a hush. Okay. It is a hush, all right. But the rule that requires a hush follows, requires an R to precede. You see, the Utva, this Utva rule to for a hush to follow, the R should be before Ru. That is not met. There is a 61114 is not met. Okay. Vakara is a hush, all right. Then in this rule also, in this rule, the Vakara is a Ash, all right, but you're not preceded by A or an A. Vishnu, you're preceded by an Ukara, right? So these two rules of Utva, these two rules of Utva, these two rules of Utva as well as the Yatva will not happen. Okay, how about the Ru changing into Visarga? But for Ru to change into Visarga, you need a Khar to follow. And Vakara is neither a Khar. So when the Sandhi happens, Vishnuhu, Vishnus Vashatkaraha becomes Vishnuru Vashatkaraha, will remain Vishnu, Vishnur Vashatkaraha. Okay. Now between Vashatkaraha and Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. Okay, Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. This Padanta Sakara becomes Repha Visarga, Rutva Visarga because Avasana is following. Right? But between Vashatkaraha and Bhuta, Vashatkaraha and Bhutaha, right? Vashatkaraha and Bhuta. Here what happens? You'll get the Bhu is a hush. Is it? Bhu is a hush. Vashat. Karas plus Bhu, right?
And then,
so Padanta Sakara, you'll do the Rutvam. Vashat
Karaha.
Karaha plus Bhu. Bhu. Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. You'll do the Rutva. Now this is a hush following. And Repha followed with an Akara, preceded by an Akara. So you go to your rules. You have the Akara, Ru, and Bhu, Bhakara is a Hush. Okay. So Bhakara being a Hush, what will happen here? You'll get the Utva rule. So Vashat Karaha, Utva, and Bhu. Right? Now between the A and U, you'll get the Guna. So you'll get Vashat Karo.
Yep.
Vashat Karo plus Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. So this is where the 61114 applied, and you got the Utva and you got the Visarga. Okay, so that is covered. This one is just Rutva Visarga. Prabhus, Prabhu Ru, Prabhu, Prabhu. Okay. Next person. Shridevi. Shridevi ji, can you want to try?
Which?
Okay, here. Do you recognize it?
Yeah, Bhutakrit, Bhutabhavaha.
Yes, so Bhutakrit is a pada on its own. Bhutakrit, that's nominative singular. Bhutak, all of these are nominative singulars, by the way. Bhutakrit is a takaranta. Bhutakrit, Bhutakrit,
Bhutabhavaha, Bhutabhrit Bhavaha.
Okay, Bhutabhrit Bhavaha. So Bhutabhrit Bhavaha. Bhavo, same thing, right? You'll get a Rutva, Utva, Ukara, Utva and Guna. So Bhuta Brut Bhavo. Okay, Bhutatma. What is Bhutatma? What is the Bhutatma ending in? What is the Pratipadikam? Okay, let us look at the Pratipadikams, okay? So Vishwam, right? Vishwam Pratipadikam. Let me just change this. Of course, we are not practicing Pratipadikam, but just since we are there on the topic. The Pratipadikams are Vishwa, Akaranta Pratipadikam. Vishwa, nominative singular, right? Neuter nominative singular is Vishwam. So it's a Lord, but the first name is Vishwam, is neuter nominative singular. Vishnuhu is masculine nominative singular. Vashat Karaha is also masculine nominative singular, Ramavat. Okay, Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhuhu. Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhuhu. Okay. Is also masculine nominative singular. Masculine though. Prabhuhu. Okay. Then Bhuta Krut. Bhuta Krut is a Takaranta Pratipadikam. Nominative singular of that is Bhuta Krut. It is like Marut, Smarut Shabda. Marut, Marutav, Marutaha. Bhutakrit, Bhutakritav, Bhutakrit, Bhutakritaha. So Bhutakrit followed by Bhakara. So it is, since it is followed by Bhakara. Okay, Bhutabhrit Bhavaha. It is followed by Bhakara. What happens is that the Takara gets the Jashtva. So Bhutakrit, Krit becomes Krit. Bhutakrit Bhavaha. Then Bhutakrit Bhavaha, Bhutakrit Bhavaha, Bhava is a Pratipadikam, Akaranta Pratipadikam. Vishwam is a Akaranta Pratipadikam, neuter nominative singular. So what I was asking you, what is the Pratipadikam of Bhutatma? Anybody, what is the Pratipadikam of Bhutatma?
Akaranta, Atman Shabda.
Atman Shabda. Okay, so yes, so it will become Bhutatman. That is the Pratipadikam, Bhutatman. Bhuta Bhavanaha is one word again. It is like Ramavat, Bhuta Bhavanaha. Okay. Bhutatma, Bhutatman, Paramatma, Paramatman, Nakaranta, Cha, Muktanam. Muktanam, what is Muktanam? It is not nominative singular, right?
Shashti.
Yeah, it is Shashti. Muktanam parama 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 gatihi. So parama is, what is parama? Anybody? Parama is not like Atman, right? Parama is Akaranta. It is feminine. Anybody can tell me why is parama feminine? It could be parama masculine also.
Is gati feminine or?
Yes, gatihi is feminine. Okay. All the ktin, whenever you see the ktin, gatihi, matihi, stutihi, right? Whenever you see the ktin, all the ktins are feminine. So parama is an adjective to gatihi. So it's a visheshana. Visheshanam to gatihi. So gatihi is feminine. So parama is also feminine. So it is muktanam parama gatihi. Parama is also feminine. Avyayaha. Avyayaha. This is avyayav purushaha. So this is a look at our sandhi rule here. Our visarga sandhi rule here. Avyayaha purusha. So avyayas purushas. Avyayaha purushaha rutva visarga. And then because you have the visarga is followed with a kar, which is a pakara, you have two forms. Avyayaha purushaha or avyayas purushaha. Okay. Purushaha and Sakshi. What will happen here between these two? Come on, somebody.
Purusha Sakshi.
Yes, there are two forms possible here. Okay. One is Purusha Sakshi. Sakshi, right? Not Sakshi. Okay. And the other one is Purushaha. Purushaha Sakshi. Two forms possible. Why is that? Because the sibilant is following. So the visarga can be replaced into visarga optionally. It will become a sakara. So purusha sakshi and purushaha sakshi. So purushaha is of course like ramavat, ramaha, ramo, ramaha. Sakshi. What is the pratipadikam for sakshi?
Sakshin.
Yes, it is sakshin. It's Hraswa Ikara, okay, like Yogin, Sakshin, Nakaranta Pratipadikam, nominative singular is Sakshi, okay. Then let us look at Kshetrajnyo Ksharaha. This is a good one, good practice, we did not, okay. So here what happens is that, yes, go ahead, anybody want to try? No, KKG, you're unmuted, you can try.
Kshetrajnyo Ksharaha.
Kshetra, yes. Kshetra, Kshetra, Aksharaha. Very nice. Okay. So, Kshetrajnyaha, Gnyas plus Aksharaha. Right? So, here what is happening is that the Padanta Sakara, Rutva, right? So, you'll get the Rutva, Kshetrajnyaru plus Aksharaha. So, there's a Ru will get the Utva. Utva and Otva. So Ukara and then the Guna. Guna, right? So you'll get what? Kshetrajnyo plus Aksharaha. Now we know whenever you have an Aing and you have a Padadi Akara, then you'll get the Aing as a replacement. Kshetrajnyaha will become Kshetrajnyo. Nyo. And that akara which is elided is represented by the avagraha aksharaha. Kshetrajnyo aksharaha becomes when you do the sandhi, break up the sandhi, Kshetrajnyaha aksharaha. Kshetrajnyaha is like ramavat. Kshetram janati iti Kshetrajnyaha. Aksharaha eva. Okay, let's see that aksharaha plus eva. What is the sandhi rules happening here? Akshara seva cha. So akshara eva. You see that? So what happens here is aksharas plus eva. Padanta sakara, you'll get the rutva. Akshara ru plus eva. Right? Now that ru is preceded by avarna. Ra, A, Avarna, and followed by an Ash, then you will get the Yakara, Akshara, U plus Eva. 8317. Why am I giving the numbers? You can go back up and refer to that, okay? So when you see 8317, you look up here, and you'll find 8317. If not in the other book, you'll find it. This is 8317. Okay. Sorry, this is 8319. And this is 8321 and this is 8370.
Okay, so this 8-17 is basically you have a ru, akshara, akara, ru, and eva. Eva happens to be a vowel that is following. So you first make it into yakara. After you make that into yakara, that yakara by 8-19, it can be dropped optionally. Okay, so akshara eva or akshara eva. This optionality comes by 8-19, right? Akshara eva. Once you do akshara eva, right, when you look up this text where all the sandhis are done, you should be able to, some bell should ring between this. Why isn't this vruddhi sandhi? Between A and A, vruddhi sandhi has not happened, right? Because this is that 8-3 karya. When 8-3 karya is done, this sandhi, you don't go back and do any of the other rules. We talked about it. So akshara eva or akshara eva. This is the general form which you will see in the text. But if you see some form like this, don't get surprised. Akshara eva and akshara eva. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. I think take a look at this. Try to solve this. You know, we have our WhatsApp chat now created. So just try to solve some of this and paste it there. And if you have a question, feel free to ask. Once you start doing that, then the practice will come in. Now, this is a good example. You start solving these yoga vidham, right? Neta. What is the Pratipatikam? If you start even learning the Pratipatikam, it will be good. Look at the Pratipatikam. Look at the Sandhi rules. See what is happening. Yogaha. Yoga vidham neta. Neta. What is the Pratipatikam for neta? It is not like Atman, right? You see, Atman we saw. It is neither like Atman, nor even like Paramagati.
Is it
okay? Netra? So, Netra. Netra is a Pratipatikam. Neta, Netarav, Netaraha. Pradhana Purusheshwaraha. Pradhana Purusha Ishwaraha. Purusha Ishwara Gunasandhi Purusheshwaraha. Pradhana Purusheshwaraha. One word. Narasimha Vapuhu. There is one Sandhi rule that is here and which you will take up, which is an exception Sandhi rule. Homework. What is the exception sandhi rule here? What should have happened and what doesn't happen? Anybody? You can take a look at this, okay? This is an homework for you. This is homework for WhatsApp. So put it in WhatsApp. Tell me what you find here, right? What is the rule that you think should apply? Vapuhu Shriman. Vapuhu Shriman, right? Shri Man. I think there's no issue there. Vapuhu Shri Man, Vapu Shri Man, Vapuhu Shri Man. Sorry, no confusion there. The Shakara Refa is following. So you'll get, because Shakara is following, Vapu Shri Man, Vapuhu Shri Man. The optionality will continue. Shri Man Keshavaha. Shriman, what is the Pratipadikam? Narasimha Vapuhu is Ukar the Pratipadikam. Shriman, what is the Pratipadikam? Anybody?
Takara.
Shrimat.
Yes, Shrimat. Dhanavat. Dhanavan. Shrimat is the one that becomes Shriman. Shriman, Shrimantau, Shrimantaha. Keshavaha, Purusha Uttamaha, Purushottamaha. Gunasandhi there, Purushottamaha, the Samasa. Purushanam Uttamaha, Purushottamaha, Purusha Uttamaha. Okay, so go ahead and practice that. Sarvas Sarvaha, Sarvaha Sarvaha. This is optional here. Sarvas Shivaha, Sarvaha Shivaha, Visarga optional here, you get Shakara. Shivasthanuhu, Shivahasthanuhu, Sakara optional here. So these are all the 8336 rules applying here. Sthanur, Sthanuhu. Here Rutva happened, but Bhutadihi. In Sthanuhu, Bhutadihi. Both of them Rutva happened, but Visarga did not happen. Sthanuhu is beautiful. Because many of the rules that we did today, you can see all of the rules flying there. Sthanuhu. Sthanuhu. Bhutadihi. Nidhihi. Avyayaha. So, Sthanuhu, Bhutadihi, Nidhihi. All of them, the Refa, Rutva happened, but Visarga did not happen. Because here not preceded by Akara, followed by an ash. Sthanuhu, Bhutadihi, Nidhihi, Avyayaha. Om. If you have a question, please stay back.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kalpeshji.
Thank you, Kalpeshji.
Thank you, Kalpesh.
Sure. Welcome.
Going
Welcome.
Through the Vishnu Sahasranam is really good.
Yes, yes. It is. Very helpful.
You have to do that.
Thank you, Kalpeshji.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Maji. You know, I think you must have seen the messages. The 1 hour limit seems to be implemented by Dropbox. Okay, so would request you to download the file and then play it.
Okay, I'll do that. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. Work, huh? Thank you. Yes.
Sure. Okay. Yes. Oh.